Here's an audio test for microphone number one as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox play for game number three of the 6-8 series. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. This is a microphone test for number two. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox meet for the third time this week as one team will walk away with a 2-1 series lead in this six-game series. It's the 38-45 Kannapolis Cannonballers against the 43-40 Salem Red Sox, and the Red Sox took the series opener 3-2. And the Cannonballers responded with a big 11-2 win in our seven-inning contest on Wednesday afternoon. So let's get you the Game 3 starting lineup for the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. It starts off with the shortstop, number 12, Andy Atwood, followed by the third baseman, number 10, Wes Kath. Right fielder, number 25, it's DJ Gladney, bats third, while the cleanup hitter today is first baseman, number 7, Wilfred Verras. The designated hitter, number 17, Colby Smelly, bats fifth, while the second baseman, number 31, Samuel Polanco, bats sixth. Left fielder, number 21, Benjamin Bailey, bats seventh. The catcher, number 8, Victor Torres, bats eighth. And then rounding out the order, it's the center fielder, number 1, in Wilbur Sanchez. And getting the start today for the Salem Red Sox on the mound is number 34, right-handed pitcher, Angel Bastardo, a 2-1 record on the season, making his 15th start of the season with a 3.48 ERA. He's pitched 41 1/3 innings of work today for the Salem Red Sox, allowing 53 hits and 21 earned runs while walking 27 batters and striking out 55. And look at the batting average against opponents this season, a 259. So Bastardo gets the start today for the Salem Red Sox, and he's going to try to make sure the Red Sox can get back to their winning ways today after suffering that 11-2 loss on Wednesday afternoon. Right now, Kannapolis on the second half of the season sits at a 12-5 record as the Salem Red Sox sit 8-9 as we are in the 18th game of the second half of the season for both these sides. And the first pitch by Bastardo is a fastball that goes upstairs at 93 miles per hour, and 7:08 p.m. is our first pitch time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today to MILB.TV. The 1-0 count to Atwood. It's another fastball that misses upstairs for ball number two. 83 degrees Fahrenheit at Salem Memorial Ballpark at the time being. Partly cloudy skies. No rain in the forecast today, which is a very fortunate sign. 2-0 pitch to Atwood, and the fastball goes just outside for ball number three. So a 3-0 count to Andy Atwood to get things going, and the shortstop today for the Cannonballers is 3-6 so far this series with an RBI and a run. A 3-0 pitch, and it goes inside for ball number four. And to start off the contest, Angel Bastardo walks a leadoff batter, Andy Atwood, on four pitches. So it didn't take long for the first base runner of the game to get aboard. Atwood gets on with the free pass, and we move down the order to Wes Kath. For those just joining on in, it is the top of the first inning, nobody out. Kannapolis 0, Salem 0, right here at Carilion Clinic Field. So Blaze Jordan at first base is covering the bag a bit, as Wes Kath will swing at the first pitch and chop it foul down the first base side as it lips up into the seats right there on that 100 level on the right field side. So 0-1 count to Wes Kath, another great series for this Kannapolis batter. 3-7 so far with a pair of doubles and has scored three times for the Cannonballers. 0-1 count, but Bastardo fires away. Kath will swing and miss on the breaker at 85 miles per hour for the strike two call. Umpires today, Chad Patterson out on the base paths and his second time this week of doing so. And back behind the plate, it is Elliot Melton calling the balls and strikes. 0-2 count. Kath will put a grounder down the third base side, but it will go foul, and the count stays at 0-2. Well, it's Thirsty Thursday at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So you know what that means. It's Salem Beer Monger night. So they're repping the Salem Beer Monger uniform. As the 0-2 pitch by Bastardo is a fastball inside. It goes a bit high as well for ball number one. And for that Salem Beer Monger uniform, it's more of a light blue on the front and the back of the uniform with darker blue sleeves. They have the Salem Beer Monger name written in red across the front and red numbering in the back. Bastardo checks back in on the runner at first, and Atwood was almost caught in his tracks, but Jordan's tag is just a little too late on Atwood, so he remains safe at first base. And while with that uniform, the Salem Red Sox also using a light blue back of the cap, dark blue front of the cap with the red bill and the Beer Monger logo as Bastardo gets Wes Kath swinging and missing for strike number three. And Bastardo's first out of the night is a strikeout on Wes Kath. Another fastball by Bastardo, and Kath went full lethal on the swing, but he was unable to really catch up. And that's how the first Kannapolis batter was retired on this Thursday evening. So DJ Gladney bats third in the order, and Bastardo will check back in on Atwood at first, but Jordan's tag is not in time again. Kannapolis Cannonballers working back to the uniform that we saw them wear in game one of the series, a dark blue uniform with white lettering across the front, red numbering on the front and white numbering on the back. Atwood takes off, pitches low for ball number one, and Atwood slides in safe to second with no throw from Jose Garcia. So Atwood gets credit with the stolen base, and Kannapolis has a runner in scoring position. And Salem rocking the white baseball pants today. Kannapolis going with the gray baseball pants. 1-0 pitch, Gladney takes it, and the breaking ball just misses low for ball number two. Bastardo, the number two man in the rotation for the Salem Red Sox. 2-0 count. Gladney rips it down the right field line, making his way on over is Gonzalez, and he can't make a good play on it. It rolls to the wall for a base hit. Atwood gets the green light from second and scores, and Kannapolis strikes first once again. It's the Cannonballers 1. It's the Red Sox 0 in the top of the first. DJ Gladney has an RBI double with one out in the frame. first base hit of the contest, and it was hit well out towards right field. And Gonzalez just never had a good play on it, as Wilfried Vurez will come to the plate, the cleanup hitter for the Cannonballers today, and Bastardo will step off the rubber as he requests for time. So Gonzalez is playing it more as if it's a line drive and made it a dash towards the ball, but it came way too hot as Vurez will put a chopper up the middle of the field. It's fielded by Paulino, and he makes a throw to Jordan at first for the inning second out. Gladney moves from second to third base, and we move down the order to Colby Smelly, the designated hitter for the Cannonballers. Yeah, but Gonzalez, it went right past his body, went all the way to the wall, and Atwood had to hesitate for a bit at second base with there only being one out. But after he saw the ball made its way past Gonzalez, it was easy cruising for Atwood. So Smelly returns to the lineup, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike number one at 95 miles per hour. Catcher for Kannapolis in game number one was not in the lineup in game number two of the series. He does have DJ Gladney at third base with two away. Here's the 0-1 pitch, check swing by Smelly, but the pitch goes low for ball number one. One ball, one strike. And Kannapolis struck first in the game number two yesterday. And they were able to find much success in that matchup, a 9-run win. 1-1 pitch, Smelly, another check swing, but it goes low into the dirt. The appeal to Chad Patterson said he did not go. He's just to the left of Angel Bastardo in between second base and third base. Looking to defense for the Salem Red Sox, Tyler Miller out in left field, Eduardo Lopez at center field, Brian Gonzalez in right field. Moving to the infield, Brayer Bonazzi at third base, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. The 2-1 pitch to Smelly, fastball upstairs, and the count runs three balls and one strike. Edison Paulino back at second base. Blaze Jordan at first base. Jose Garcia behind the dish tonight. Hitter's pitch coming up. Three balls, one strike. Bastardo steps in. It's a fastball above the letters again for ball number four. And the Cannonballers have runners on the corners with two away. So Samuel Polanco, who had only one game underneath his belt this series, but he was phenomenal in game number two of the week, as pitching coach Nick Green makes his way out to the mound to talk with Bastardo and Garcia. In that outing for Polanco, he went 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles and an RBI. As we take a look back at the DJ Gladney double, hard shot out towards right field for MILB.TV viewing audience, and Atwood scores, the second time that Andy Atwood has touched home plate on the week. So a Polanco coming to the batter's box. Luke Montz making the adjustments from our third base dugout to help out his middle infielders. Runners on the corners, and Polanco, the number six batter in the order, looks to try to open things up for the Cannonballers. First pitch, hard grounder, Blaze Jordan backhand side. He'll do the work himself as he tags first for the third out of the inning. Great defensive play by the Salem Red Sox first baseman, but it's Kannapolis 1-0 as DJ Gladney drives in the game's first one. Our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back on MILB.TV. We're looking back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0 is our score as Brainerd Bonacci will foul up the first pitch on the right field side for strike number one. So a 1-0 lead for the visitors as Kannapolis was able to strike first thanks to a DJ Gladney RBI double. And Brainerd Bonacci, who is in the leadoff spot today, will go down 0-2 in the count as he takes the second pitch for a called strike. So Brainerd Bonacci, Edison Paulino, and Marcelo Meyer, all three due to bat for the Salem Red Sox here in the first against a left-handed pitcher, Tommy Summer, as Bonacci will foul off the 0-2 pitch, and he'll stay alive in the at-bat. Looking down the rest of the order, first base number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats cleanup, while the designated hitter number 13, Gilberto Mexicano, bats fifth. Batting sixth in the order, it's center fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez. Bonacci in the right-handed batter's box against the lefty Summer as the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, misses just away, and the count goes to 1-2. Left fielder number 14, Tyler Miller, bats seventh, while right fielder number 28, Brian Gonzalez, bats eighth. And then rounding out the order, it's a catcher number 3, Jose Garcia. 1-2 pitch, and it goes up and away again for ball number 2. Tommy Summer, a left-handed pitcher for this Kannapolis side. He's a 4-5 record on the year, making his 15th appearance for the Cannonballers and his 14th start. 2-2 pitch to Bonacci, and it goes low for ball number 3. And great patience here by Bonacci, who is down 0-2 in the count, and the count has worked back to being full. So the payoff pitch from Tommy Summer in his first at-bat of the game fires away, and Bonacci pops it up down the right field side. It will make its way into the seats yet again, and Bonacci stays alive for another pitch. Interesting to see Brainerd Bonacci at third base today. A very popular middle infielder for the Salem Red Sox, but over on the corner today. Here comes a 3-2 pitch to Bonacci, and the pitch misses low. 88 miles per hour on the breaker. And as that misses, Brainerd Bonacci gets the free pass to first base as the leadoff Salem Red Sox batter gets aboard. So very similar ways that the offenses get going on this Thursday evening. You had Andy Atwood, the leadoff batter, walk for Kannapolis, and Brainerd Bonacci, the leadoff batter for the Red Sox, gets a free pass as well. So we move down the order. Edison Paulino, the left-handed batter, who is 0-7 so far this series, as he takes the first pitch low and away for ball number 1. Tough start to the week for Paulino. Mentioned that 0-7 number, but 4 of those have been strikeouts at the plates. Looking to try to get the ball in play and make something happen. 1-0 is the count. Tommy Summer takes a long look at Bonacci. Now he steps in and delivers a pitch that goes just off the plate for ball number 2. First baseman Veraz is covering the bag at first. Bonacci maybe not the most popular base stealer for the Salem Red Sox, but he does have a pretty sizable lead as the 2-0 pitch is blooped out towards shallow right center field. Gladney moving in, makes the catch in stride for the first out of the inning. Bonacci will not tag from first and remain on the corner. Marcelo Meyer up next for the Salem Red Sox, but first let's get a look at the Kannapolis Cannonballers defense. Benjamin Bailey is out at left field. Meanwhile, it is Misael Gonzalez at center field. Out in right field, it's DJ Gladney. He just made the catch for out number 1. Apologies on the lineup read. It is not Wilbur Sanchez that's number 9 in the order. It is number 22, Misael Gonzalez. And Tommy Summer's first pitch is a breaking ball that misses low and away for ball number 1. Looking through the rest of the defense for the Cannonballers, out in third base, it's Wes Kath. And at shortstop, Andy Atwood. 1-0 pitch, Meyer, a big swing on the 88-mile-per-hour pitch by Summer. And the count goes even at 1-1. Right side of the infield, it's Samuel Polanco making his first appearance on the field at second base. And Wilfred Veras at first. Behind the plate tonight, it's Victor Torres catching all the pitches from the Kannapolis pitching department. 1-1 pitch, a fastball that's called strike number 2 on the outside edge. And Meyer's down 1-2 in the counts. 1-0 is our score. Kannapolis leads Salem. And another game, another time where the Cannonballers is able to find an early run in the top of the first inning. 1-2 is the count. Summer steps in. Meyer watches it miss away. And the count is at 2-2. Tommy Summer with that 4-5 record. He has a 2.78 ERA. He's been one of the most used pitchers for this Kannapolis side, as he's worked 71 and one-thirds innings of work coming in today as Summer takes a look back at Bonassi, but no tag assessed by Verass. 56 hits, 22 earned runs allowed for Summer. And his walk-to-strikeout ratio is very impressive, only allowed 26 walks while striking out 84. And opponents hit 212 against the southpaw pitcher. 2-2 pitch, Meyer swings and misses for strike number 3. And Tommy Summer has his first punch out of the night and makes it 2 away in the bottom of the first. Myers had a good start to the week. 3-5 coming into today's game. Blaze Jordan also pretty good. 2-7 this series. And he swings with the first pitch, a breaking ball at 78 miles per hour. And he misses it all for strike number 1. Jordan on the doorstep of 300 with his season batting average. 299, 8 home runs, 45 RBIs for the Salem side. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jordan. He gets underneath of this one as he pops it up down the third base side, but it'll make its way into the seats, and the count goes to 0-2. Bringer Bonassi was walked in the leadoff spot, and he has been at first base for the majority of this inning. As Jordan 0-2 pitch, a fastball that will miss upstairs, and the count goes 1-2. Well, Blaze Jordan, when he's able to hit the ball this series, it's been very powerful. A double and a triple comprises two hits. As Bonassi takes off on the 1-2 pitch, Jordan cracks his out towards left center field. It might drop in the grass. Diving attempt, but it's cut off by the left fielder of Benyamin Bailey. A center fielder in Gonzalez making a diving attempt, but Bailey ran right in front of him and made the catch for the third out of the inning. And Kannapolis still ahead, 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox as we move to the second on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, top of the second inning between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox as the 7-8-9 part of the order is due up for the Cannonballers here in the second. Bailey at the plate, and he takes the first pitch, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Bastardo, makes the count go 0-1. Bailey this week is 1-4 for the Cannonballers as he makes his second appearance in the lineup this week. The 0-1 pitch to Bailey, a slider that misses away, and Bailey doesn't bite on it as the count goes to 1-1. Well, 195 is the season-long batting average. 3 home runs, 16 RBIs for Bailey, and he'll swing on a 1-1 pitch, and he's late on it for strike number 2. It's Thirsty Thursday and Bark in the Park night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Great crowd tonight. It's honestly a very good evening here at Salem. 1-2 pitch to Bailey goes up and away for ball number 2. You know, it's that perfect temperature where it's just not too hot. It's sitting around those mid to low 80s. And great cloud coverage, so the sun isn't beating down on you here. 2-2 pitch by Bastardo, and Bailey will reach out and foul this one back into the screen and stay alive 2-2. Of course, Salem Red Sox fans happy to have their team back home. They were on the road for 2 weeks, one of the longest road trips of the year. And they have a 9-game homestand now. 2-2 pitch to Bailey, fastball that runs upstairs at 93 for ball number three. So 3-2 is the count. And Bastardo trying to put away the first out of the inning as Bailey is looking to get aboard. Here comes a payoff pitch. Bastardo, the kick in the delivery. Bailey pops his up out towards right center field. Lopez moving back, but it looks as if Brian Gonzalez will camp underneath of it and make the catch for the first out of the inning. Only one hit so far in this contest at the top of the second, and that belongs to DJ Gladney. It was also enough to drive in the game's first run. Canapolis trying to build on their 1-0 lead. And we now see Victor Torres, who had a big performance at game number two, swing and miss for strike number one. Went 2-of-4 for the Cannonballers in their 11-2 victory over the Red Sox. He had a home run and three RBIs as he will foul off the 0-1 pitch straight back. And we go 0-2 on the count. Speaking about home runs, we'll give you the dimensions of the ballpark here at Curling Clinic Field. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 4-1 to straightaway center, 0-2 pitch. Torres watches the fastball, just missed above the zone for ball number one. And it could have missed by much. The fans showing their displeasement with the call by Elliot Melton as the count goes to 1-2. Bastardo with a long look in, kicks and delivers the 1-2 pitch, and now Torres goes down swinging as Bastardo has a second punch out of the night, and it's 2-up, 2-down in the second. Another fastball that Torres just could not keep up on. And as he makes his way back to the dugout, we see Misael Gonzalez, the center fielder, is the last Cannonballer to make his first plate appearance of the day, and there's two out with nobody on. Here in the second, first pitch, it goes out swinging and fouls it back towards the Salem Red Sox dugout to drop 0-1. 176 on the year for Gonzalez, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. Try to spark the offense here in the second as the 0-1 fastball misses low. The count runs at 1-1. 1-4 so far this week is Misael Gonzalez. Recorded a single and also scored a run for Canapolis. 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez fouls it straight back and will go over our head as the count goes to 1-2. Orlando Bastardo, plenty of starts this season. Not too many decisions in the 14 starts he had as time is called here by Elliot Melton as Misael Gonzalez would like a breather. Only 3 decisions in the 14 starts, 2-1 record as he steps in and fires the 1-2 off speed, but it misses above the zone for ball number 2. So Juices Wild coming up in a 1-0 Canapolis lead over the Salem Red Sox. As Bastardo will kick and deal the 2-2, and this is fouled into the glove and then off the glove of Jose Garcia, so the at-bat will stay alive. Actually fouled straight down off the bat of Gonzalez. But with the Cannonballers up 1-0, they are looking to try to take a series lead over the Salem Red Sox. They have won 6 of their last 7 games. Here comes the 2-2 pitch again, and Gonzalez will swing and miss as it's into the glove of Jose Garcia. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts for Angel Bastardo. It's a 1-2-3 second. But it's still Canapolis 1-0. Bottom of the second, up next here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the second inning. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers 1, it's the Salem Red Sox 0 on this Thursday evening of this Carolina League action on MILB.TV. The designated hitter, Gilberto Mexicano, will lead things off for the Salem Red Sox. We'll also get Eduardo Lopez and Tyler Miller as it's the 5-6-7 portion of the order. Tommy Summer out for another inning of work, and he starts things off with a fastball that misses low at 87 miles per hour to bring the count to 1-0. Mexicano, a 294 hitter on the season, a 2-of-3 performance in Game 2 yesterday, and he crushes this one out towards right field, but Gladney comes in and makes the grab for out number one. Second pop-up today to DJ Gladney. First one came to Edison Paulino back in the first inning, but Mexicano a little early on this one as he sent it opposite field, but he's unable to get aboard to start the offense here in the second. So maybe it's Eduardo Lopez that will be the one to do so, as the switch hitter gets in the right-handed batter's box, and he will take the first pitch on the inside edge. That misses for ball number one. Kannapolis Cannonballers 12-5 this season. Tied for first place in the Carolina League South Division alongside the Columbia Fireflies as the 1-0 pitch to Lopez misses low and away for ball number two. So a 2-0 count for Eduardo Lopez, and the Salem Red Sox third in their division race at an 8-9 record trail the Fredericksburg Nationals by 5.5 games as Lopez fouls the 2-0 pitch up towards the concourse area, and it will hit off the sweet level windows and bounce down to a lucky fan who's walking around Salem Memorial Ballpark. So 2-1 is the new count. Summer steps in. Lopez will swing and miss on a slider that goes low and away for strike number two. 2-2 is the count. One out. Nobody aboard for the Salem Red Sox. As Summer kicks and deals the 2-2 pitch to spikes in front of home plate for ball number three. And the count has gone full in the battle between Tommy Summer and Eduardo Lopez. So Sam with that 8-9 record isn't too awful right now when you compare it to the rest of the teams in the Carolina League North Division, as the 3-0-2 pitch to Lopez is drilled out towards left center field and falls for a base hit. It's cut off by the center fielder of Gonzalez. Lopez looking to try to get two. He does so with a stand-up double with one out in the second. First base hit of the game for the Salem Red Sox, and Lopez hit into a great spot. Great defense as well from the center fielder of Gonzalez. That looked like it might have gone all the way to the wall, but a nice backhanded stop by Kannapolis' number 22. But that's how the offense can get going for the Red Sox. You get that first base hit, it goes for extra bases, it moves a runner in a scoring position in this 1-0 ball game. So now Tyler Miller at the plate as Tommy Summer kicks and deals the first pitch as it misses on the outside for ball number one. And Lopez now 2-of-7 this week for the Salem Red Sox, a 1-6 performance in the first two games of the series. 1-0 is the count to Tyler Miller. He's looking for his first hit against the Cannonballers, and the fastball misses low and away at 88 for ball number two. It seems as if the narrative for this series so far through the first two games has been, if you get the offense going early, you're going to have some great results going in your favor, as a 2-0 pitch to Miller is right down Broadway for called strike number one. Salem scored three runs in the first two innings of their 3-2 victory that started on Tuesday night and then spilled into Wednesday after some rain came through the area on that Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Kannapolis early offense on their end as Miller skies up the 2-1 pitch. It's a can of corn as it stays in the infield. Third baseman Kath calls everyone off and gets underneath of it to make the grab with the second out of the inning. Now on that play there, the pitcher of Tommy Summer just stood there and looked at it. And you could hear Wes Kath from the press box talk about Tommy Summer out of the way there and get underneath it to make the grab. And Tommy Summer eventually moved, and Kath eventually got underneath of it and was able to retire the batter of Tyler Miller. So we go down to Brian Gonzalez, the number 8 hitter in the order, And the first pitch he sees, it spiked in front of home plate and gets past the catcher of Torres to the left side, and Lopez takes off to third as he advances on the pass ball. So the count moves to 1-0 for Brian Gonzalez. And it's a shame there's not only one out, because that would change the at-bat for Gonzalez just to hit it loud and hit it deep. But now with two outs, he has to find a way to get aboard to continue the inning. 1-0 count. Lopez at third base. Summer kicks and deals, and the fastball misses outside for ball two. Gonzalez is one of six so far this series. And speaking about sacrifice fly, he was on the tagging up end of one, where Carson Cima's sacrifice fly on Tuesday night was able to score Gonzalez. It turned out to be the game-winning run. 2-0 pitch to Gonzalez. A breaking ball crashes into the zone for a called strike one by Elliot Melton. 1-0 is our score. Cannonballers lead the Salem Red Sox in the early going of this Thursday evening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-1 pitch. Gonzalez has crushed this over Atwood's head. It falls for a base hit, and it drives in Eduardo Lopez. And we are all tied at Salem. It is 1-1 between the Cannonballers and the Red Sox. Gonzalez records the RBI single with two outs and erases that one-run deficit. The Red Sox find a way to get on the board. So now we see the number nine hitter of Jose Garcia come to the plate. Had a rough go in game number one of the series, where it's 0-3, each at-bat ending with a strikeout as he takes the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. It actually hasn't been a great July for Jose Garcia. 11 at-bats, 8 strikeouts going against Salem's number 3. Looking to try to change things around today, being in the order. 1-0 pitch to Garcia. He fouls this into the screen, and the count goes an even 1-1. So for Brian Gonzalez with that RBI single, you can sketch down RBI number 5 of the season for Gonzalez. Makes it a brand new ball game as Garcia pops up the 1-1 pitch down the right field side. It might be playable for DJ Gladney as he makes his way to the wall, reaches out, and it cuts off of his glove and into foul territory. So Garcia can take a sigh of relief as the count goes to 1-2 as Gladney was oh so close to putting an end to the bottom of the second. Garcia has 2 home runs, 11 RBIs this season for Salem. And he has a runner on first base with Brian Gonzalez. Summer fires the 1-2. Gonzalez loses the barrel as it lands into the concourse area at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And he missed the ball completely as it goes into the glove of Victor Torres to put an end to the inning. Wild play here from Jose Garcia. The ball goes airborne, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers find a way to get out of the inning. So it's 1-1. That's our score as we move to the top of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jose Garcia is going to need a new bat, but it's the Kannapolis offense coming up next on MILB.TV. We welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Top of the third inning, 1-1 score between Salem and Kannapolis. Andy Atwood fouls the first pitch back into the concourse area to make the count go 0-1. So the Red Sox find a pair of base hits in the bottom of the first inning, and specifically an RBI single by Gonzalez as Atwood fouls it down the third base side. Nice bare hand grab by Bonassi, but it did go foul, so the count goes to 0-2 after a pair of foul balls. So it started off with a Lopez double. He then advanced to third base on a passed ball, and then Brian Gonzalez at the plate sent a single over the left fielder or the shortstop's head of Andy Atwood as he will hammer this down out towards left field, but it looks goes right into Tyler Miller's glove to record the first out of the inning. So 1-1 is our score, and just talking about it during the break, this was the 1-1 score before the Kannapolis Cannonballers found that sixth run top of the third inning yesterday. Really hoping that the Red Sox are able to find a way to escape it without giving that many up runs as Wes Cathell swing on the first pitch and miss for strike number one. Well, Daniel Bastardo has looked good so far, and recently he has retired five straight batters, including two strikeouts to bring that punch-out total up to four, or three on the day, I should say, as Wes Cath pops up the 0-1 pitch down the third base side and into the seats it goes for strike number two. Wes Cath was actually one of the Kannapolis Cannonballers that did strike out his first time up against Angel Bastardo. That came back in the first inning for the game's first out. 0-2 pitch, Cath put a slow roller grounder out to Marcelo Meyer at short. He scoops it up, takes a step into the throw, and gets into Jordan's glove in time for out number two. So we move down the order to DJ Gladney, who opened up the scoring in tonight's contest with his RBI double back in the first inning. It scored Andy Atwood and gave the Cannonballers the early 1-0 lead that lasts no more after Gonzalez's RBI single in the bottom of the second. But we'll see what he's able to do with two away and the base paths clear in the top of the third. Bastardo's first pitch to Gladney, high and inside, as Gladney avoids an 85-mile pitch by Bastardo, and the count goes 1-0. And Bastardo stands at 6'1", 175 pounds, as Gladney, a hot shot ground to Meyer, took a little while to field it up, but makes the throw to Jordan. Nice scoop for the first baseman, as Blaze Jordan is able to get the hop skip into the glove for out number three, and it's back-to-back, 1-2-3 frames from Angel Bastardo, and it remains a 1-1 ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. When we come back, it'll be the top of the order for the Salem Red Sox as they look to try to get their first lead of the night. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the third inning, a 1-1 game between Kannapolis and Salem as Brainerd Bonassi will take the first pitch for ball number one to start off this frame. So Salem was able to do their job defensively in the top of the third inning, putting together another 1-2-3 frame as Benassi watched the 1-0 pitch go the whole way through at 87 miles per hour for strike number one. Last time up, Benassi was walked back in the first inning, and Salem offense couldn't find a way to get him around the base paths. Now a 1-1 pitch to Benassi as the breaking ball misses just away for ball number two. So 1-1 contest so far, Kannapolis with one base hit, Salem with two. 2-1 pitch on the way to Benassi. This is blooped out towards left field. Coming in hot is going to be Bailey as he makes the catch in stride for out number one. So Benassi was retired for the first time today. And speaking about pop-ups, we go down the order to Edison Paulino, who flew one out towards the right fielder of DJ Gladney back in the first inning. Paulino having a tough stretch against the Cannonballers, 0-8 so far today. Or should I say in the series, as the first pitch is a breaking ball that falls into the zone for strike number one. It surprised Edison Paulino a bit as he spun out of the batter's box, but it was a called strike by Elia Melton. So Paulino down 0-1, the count, another breaking ball. This one stays above the letters for ball number one. That batting average has dropped down to .235 on the season. He has 6 home runs, 39 RBIs for the Salem Red Sox. 1-1 pitch to Paulino, fastball misses low and away, and the count moves to 2-1. So Paulino ahead in the at-bat as he tries to find his way on the base path for the first time this series. 2-1 pitch to Paulino, and this is fouled into the screen behind the plates as the count moves to 2-2. So an even count for Edison Paulino. 2 balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. Tommy Summer with the kick and the deal. And Paulino fouls off the face mask of Victor Torres. So Paulino will stay alive by a few inches as a 2-2 pitch is coming his way once again. Summer with a long look in. Lefty v. lefty matchup. Paulino hot shot right side. It gets through for a base hit. And Edison Paulino is finally aboard for the Salem Red Sox in this 6-game series as he records a 1-out single. Good piece of hitting there from Edison Paulino. A good rip in between the first baseman and the second baseman of Veraz and Polanco. And hopefully that is the start of more consistency from Edison Paulino out on the base paths as time is called as the first base coach, Eiko Thomas, and Edison Paulino discussing some things at first. So one away in the bottom of the third inning, 1-1 is our score. Summer fires a fastball that just misses the zone for ball number one. Tommy Summer is one of the best pitchers on this Kannapolis Cannonballers side. He leads the team with 84 strikeouts coming into today. He already has 2 punchouts in the contest, driving that total up to 86. 1-0 is the count, pitches away to Meyer, and the fastball catches the zone for a called strike number one. Not only that, but his ERA is pretty impressive. It's the 4th best in the Carolina League amongst qualified players of a 2.78. He's already allowed 1 earned run in this contest, which came back in the second inning. 1-1 is the count. Summer will take a look over at first base, and Paulino gets back on the base path before Veraz can make a tag. 1-1 is the count, 1-1 is the score. Marcelo Meyer at the plate. Paulino with a little lead at first, and now fires away to Meyer. This is fouled up, just going to head to our left side of the press box, and Meyer down 1-2. We have seen the Kannapolis Cannonballers use a great deal of their left-handed pitchers in the early going of the series. Yesterday, Brooks Goswine got the start as Meyer will reach out and check swing this foul back towards the on-deck circle of the Salem Red Sox, and the count will stay at 1-2. Meyer just staying alive, just reaching out and just getting a piece of the ball. It's all you ever need to stay alive, though. So the count stays 1-2. Summer fires away. Meyer slow roller down that first base side. Backhand made by Veraz. He assists the tag on Marcelo Meyer for the second out of the inning as Paulino reaches second base on the fielder's choice. So it was a slow roller that was a tough play for that right side of the infield of Polanco, Veras, and including the pitcher of Summer. And Veras came way off the bag, and the only smart play was to make the tag on Marcelo Meyer, and he went right at Salem's number 10, and he got it in. But Paulino does move into scoring position for Blaze Jordan. First pitch of Jordan, a fastball that swung on and missed for strike number one. And Jordan, his last time up, flew out towards the left fielder, Benjamin Bailey. If he's able to find some green grass, he might make it a 2-1 ball game. 0-1 pitch to Jordan, fastball low and inside as it misses for ball number one. Even count for Blaze Jordan. Red Sox and Cannonballers tied at one apiece here at Salem. Nice night at the ballpark, great cloud coverage, and warm temperatures. 1-1 pitch to Jordan. He'll drive this opposite field, but it will get into foul territory as it lips over the wall and out of play. Out towards the Little League field, way out and right. And Jordan now down 1-2 in the hole. Two away in the third inning. Red Sox have Edison Paulino at second base after his one-out single earlier in the frame. Summer with the big breath at the mound. 1-2 pitch to Jordan. Hard hit grounder, third base side, just foul. And inches away from making a 2-1 ball game as Paulino will have to make his way back towards second. That one was flirting with danger. It may have been a hop or two away from being another RBI for Blaze Jordan. He already has 45 on the team this season, which trails what Nico Gavadas was able to do, but the highest among active Salem Red Sox players. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Jordan, another chopper down the third base side. An impressive made by the manager of Luke Mons as he tosses it into the glove of a souvenir. But yet the count stays at 1-2 for Blaze Jordan. Summer with the kick and the deal. Jordan swings at the high heat, and he couldn't catch up to it as it's into the glove of Victor Torres for the strikeout. And that will close off the inning here in the third. And the Red Sox strand a runner at second base with Edison Paulino, but remain tied 1-1 as we enter the fourth on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia here on MILB.TV. It's the Red Sox and the Cannonballers doing battle on this Thursday evening as the score reads 1-1. Middle of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the fourth as Wilfred Veras swings and misses on the first pitch for strike number one. Last time up, the Cannonballers' first baseman grounded out to Edison Paulino as Veras takes the 0-1 pitch that falls in the zone at 93 miles per hour for strike number two. Bastardo kicks and deals on the 0-2 pitch, and the fastball goes upstairs for ball number one. Well, Wilfred Vuraz had a big day in game number two of this series. Four RBIs for Kannapolis as he will bat the 1-2 pitch, a blooper out towards right field, but Gonzalez comes in and gets underneath of it to make the basket catch for out number one. And with that out, Anil Bastardo has done a great job through this portion of the order, starting with Samuel Polanco, moving all the way up to Wilfred Vuraz. Keep that in mind, that is eight spots in the order, have been retired by Bastardo. First pitch to Colby Smelly is swung on a miss for strike number one. That means that Smelly was the last cannonballer batter to reach a board safely with his walk back in the first. Designated hitter starts 0-1 in the at-bat and now goes 0-2 with the 95-mile-per-hour fastball. That's a called strike two. Colby Smelly on the roster as a catcher for Kannapolis, DHing tonight for the Cannonballers. 0-2 pitch to Smelly, and it's fouled back towards the screen, and the count stays at 0-2. Bastardo, 3 1/3 innings of work. Three punch-outs so far. And now time is called by Jose Garcia as Elliot Melton stepped in and waved the hands. 0-2 pitch. Bastardo kicks and delivers, and it's into the dirt in front of Garcia for ball number one. Colby Smelly, though, a great batter for this Kannapolis side, especially when it comes to that batting average, a .288 on the year. That's one of the best we've seen from this Kannapolis depth. Three home runs, 23 RBIs. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Smelly, and the breaking ball gets him looking. Colby Smelly knew it, too, as it's the fourth punch out of the day for Anil Bastardo, but it's the first one that he gets a Kannapolis cannonballer batter looking, and it's nine straight consecutive retired batters by Anil Bastardo. Check the look on that pitch. Pull the string as Smelly. All he can do is walk back to the dugout as now Samuel Polanco will check swing on the first pitch, and an appeal down to Chad Patterson at the first base side said he didn't go. So Samuel Polanco grounded out to Blaze Jordan for the third out of the first inning, but now Polanco with a 2-0 count lead as the second pitch misses away. Two-0 pitch to Polanco, and the fastball misses up and outside for ball three. So a 3-0 count for Samuel Polanco, who makes his debut on the field today for Kannapolis. Was the designated hitter in his series appearance in game number two. 3-0 pitch, fastball well inside, and it's a four-pitch walk from Anil Bastardo. And for the first time since the first inning, the Kannapolis Cannonballers have a runner aboard. The third walk allowed today by Anil Bastardo, and it keeps his fourth inning going for the Kannapolis offense. And now with the runner at first base, Bendamy Bailey makes his way to the plate. Number 7 hitter will watch the first pitch go low and away for ball number 1. Bailey is 0-1 today as he flew out towards the right fielder of Brian Gonzalez back in the second inning. 1-1 is our score between Kannapolis and Salem, top of the fourth inning here in Southwest Virginia. The 1-0 pitch, and that breaking ball misses low, and Garcia gets in front of it for a solid block, but the count goes to 2-0. So we were just praising Bastardo for what he was able to do with nine straight retired batters, but now he's thrown six consecutive balls towards the batters of Polanco and Bailey. 2-0 pitch, and Bailey will pop this up towards the right field side. It should be playable for Brian Gonzalez as he makes his way out to foul territory and makes the catch at the warning track for out number three. So a walk allowed to Samuel Polanco, but Anil Bastardo was able to get out of the frame and keep it a 1-1 contest between the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. When we come back on MILB.TV, it'll be Alberto Mexicano leading things off for the Red Sox. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the bottom of the fourth inning. It's the Salem Red Sox 1, the Kannapolis Cannonballers 1 on MILB.TV. Roberto Mayocano, Eduardo Lopez, and Tyler Miller all due up for the Salem Red Sox here in the bottom of the fourth. Tommy Summer starts off the inning with a called strike 1 breaking ball pitch from Summer. And he gets Mayocano down 0-1 in the counts. Summer kicks and deals the 0-1 pitch, and Mayocano watches him miss low and away for ball number one as the count runs even at one ball and one strike. So the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers is another competitive matchup between these two sides. As the 1-1 pitch is on the way, Mayocano will put this one up the middle. It's fielded by Atwood, throw to first in time to get the Salem designated hitter for out number one of the inning. Great play by Atwood. He made sort of a leaping throw over the Wilfred Verass at first base. But hey, it does the job to get the inning started for the Cannonballers defense. So we move down to Eduardo Lopez, who had a double back in the second inning for Salem's first hit of the day, as he takes the first pitch low at 73 miles per hour for ball number one. He eventually was brought home by Brian Gonzalez's RBI single, as he's the lone Red Sox run on this Thursday night. Here's the 1-0 pitch, a breaking ball that misses below the zone for ball number two, and Lopez off to a great start in this at-bat. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Lopez, and this is skied out towards center field. Moving back towards deep center is going to be Gonzalez as he makes the catch in front of the row furniture sign on the left center field for out number two. Two up, two down for Tommy Summer to start off the bottom of the fourth inning. And now we move down to Tyler Miller. Looks to try to make something happen this fourth inning to play. A 198 hitter on the season with 9 home runs, 29 RBIs. And Miller will watch the first pitch go down the middle at 88 miles per hour for strike number one. Miller was not a part of the lineup in game two of the series, but went 0-3 in game number one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Miller. A chopper down the first base side goes foul, and the count's at 1-1. Actually, scratched at it. It's at 0-2. So Miller in a little bit of a hole against Tommy Summer, who looks to try to put his first 1-2-3 of the night together. He can't do it on that pitch, though, as the 0-2 goes away from the zone for ball number one. So Summer tried the breaker to put an end to the inning. We'll see if he changes it up for the 1-2 pitch. Steps in and fires. Miller, hot shot grounder, backhand attempt. He gets through for a base hit. It spits its way out towards right center field, and Tyler Miller has the fourth base hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox offense. It was a good attempt made by the second baseman of Polanco as he tried to use some of his body as well to block that baseball from going out towards right center field, but it just squeezed right underneath his glove and it spewed its way out towards right center field, and the inning stays alive for Salem. So we move down the order to Brian Gonzalez. He already has an RBI today as he takes the first pitch for ball number one. He drove in Eduardo Lopez back in that second inning. So 1-1 today, 2-7 on the series altogether. 1-0 is the count, pitches the way to Gonzalez, and is fouled straight back, goes over the netting into the second level seating here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Some clouds moving its way into the stadium here at Salem. We look to stay cloudy all night here at the ballpark. Summer fires the 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez. He will swing and miss. A big hack there from Gonzalez as he's unable to catch up with it and drops down 1-2 in the hole. A little lead for Tyler Miller at first base as Wilfred Verass is covering the bag, but Summer has not checked in yet. Won't do so here as Gonzalez will foul the 1-2 down the third base side. A short little chopper that makes its way only about 20 feet down the line. 1-1 is our score. Salem and Kannapolis And a little bit of a pitcher's duel right now, although the Red Sox offense has fared much better than the Cannonballers offense. They have four hits compared to the Cannonballers one. Tyler Miller, the fourth base hit of the day for Salem, currently occupies first base after that two-out single. 1-2 pitch on the way to Gonzalez. This goes low. The late takeoff by Miller, and Victor Torres never knew about it as Miller slides in safe to second, and the count now reads 2-2 for Gonzalez. What a weird play there. The ball goes in the dirt, and there was not much communication made from the middle infielders of Polanco and Atwood to the catcher of Torres, seeing that the runner was taking off. So the count's actually 1-2. Now it swings to 2-2, and Gonzalez hard hit grounder left side. It gets through for a base hit. It was a delayed takeoff by Miller, so he halts it at third. Gonzalez moving into second. The tag is made in time, and it puts an end to the inning. Some questionable base running to end the bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. They could have taken the lead, but they'll just stay with a 1-1 tie as we go into the top of the fifth here at Salem. Looking back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, after a scoreless fourth inning to play between both sides, we sit at a 1-1 score heading into the fifth inning on MILB.TV. Victor Torres, Misael Gonzalez, and Andy Atwood due up for the Cannonballers as the first pitch to Torres goes just outside for ball number one. So top of the fifth inning into the middle innings of this contest as Torres checks swing on a pitch that goes upstairs for ball number two. Torres never went full length on the swing to get the strike call. 0-1 start tonight for Torres, and here's the 2-0 pitch as he swings and misses on the 92-mile-per-hour fastball to drop down 2-1 in the counts. Torres struck out swinging in the second inning, part of the back-to-back punch-outs that Bastardo got against the 8-9 part of the order. 2-1 pitch, a fastball that misses low at 93, makes it a hitter's pitch for Torres, and we already talked about his impressive showing yesterday for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A hitter's pitch on the way, 3-1. Torres belts out deep towards left field. Miller on his horse out towards left, but it bounces off the warning track and into the wall as Miller fires it into Marcelo Meyer. And into second base, it's Victor Torres. He has another extra base hit. This one, a leadoff double in the fifth. Good piece of hitting there from Torres, as he took the hitter's pitch, and Bastardo fired him a little bit of a fastball, and Torres just sent that deep, and it landed off the dirt, took a bounce off the comfort suite signs, and by the time that the throw came in, Torres was standing up at second. So a two-bagger starts off the inning, and now we have Misael Gonzalez at the plate, who takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. Kannapolis, believe it or not, that's only their second base hit of the night. Both of them have been doubles. DJ Gladney with the double back in the first, and now Torres with a double here in the fifth as a deep drive out towards center field by Gonzalez. We'll put this one deep out in the right center field as Torres will tag up. Lopez's throw will be cut off by Meyer, and sliding feet first into third is Torres. So Gonzalez will get a little bit of a round of applause as he makes his way back towards the first base dugout as he's able to advance the runner of Torres, but it brings one out in the inning. So we go back to the top of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Andy Atwood, who is 0-1 today with an on-base appearance with a walk back in the first, has a chance to put the Cannonballers up ahead. First pitch of the Kannapolis shortstop goes low of the zone for ball number one, and a runner on third base in the form of Victor Torres will move the infield on in. As you can see on the live feed on MILB.TV, everyone creeping in a bit as Atwood drives us out towards right field and might have good enough distance as Gonzalez makes his way in and makes the grab. The runner will be sent. Gonzalez's throw on the money, but it's not in time as Garcia's tag was just a little bit too late as Torres slides in to give the Cannonballers a 2-1 lead. A bang-bang play right here at Salem as Torres, I think, just avoided the tag of Jose Garcia. He may have just missed out on number 8 of Kannapolis. But with that sacrifice fly by Andy Atwood, it gives him his second RBI of the week. And it gives the Cannonballers a 2-1 edge in the top of the fifth. Bastardo fires a pitch that goes low and inside for ball number 1 to Wes Kath, who is 0-2 so far today. Watch you on the replay there. It looks really close, but I think Torres either slid in first before the tag was assessed or Garcia completely missed the base runner. The 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number 2. Garcia was pleading his case after home plate umpire Elliot Melton said that the runner was safe at the plate. And some of the fans were a little disgruntled here as well. 2-0 fastball will miss low and inside, and the count goes 3-0. Kath has struck out and grounded out today, first inning and third inning respectively. Looks to keep this fifth inning going. 3-0 pitch to Kath, fastball right down the middle for a called strike number 1. Hitter's pitch on the way to Wes Kath. He will swing on it and miss for strike number 2. We got to mention, the Kannapolis using the small ball tactics to score their second run of the game. Torres was able to get the double to start off the inning. But then you had a deep fly out by Misael Gonzalez and then a sacrifice fly out towards right field. I felt like when the time that Gonzalez made the catch on right field, he had the advantage as the 3-2 pitch is rocketed back into the first base dugout. Fortunately, it hits the guardrail in front of the dugout, so no Cannonballers are affected by that grounder. But Wes Kath lives to see another pitch as it's 3-2. Payoff pitch coming up from Bastardo. He steps in. Kath holds on a fastball that misses away for ball number 4. And Kath will get a free pass down the first base. It appears that Angel Bastardo's day has come to an end as Luke Mons will walk out to the mound and point out to the bullpen and left field. It's the top of the fifth inning. Wes Kath on first base with the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they lead 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Osvaldo De La Rosa enters the game for the Salem Red Sox as Kannapolis leads 2-1. And he'll start off the night against DJ Gladney at the plate. First pitch by De La Rosa is fouled straight back off the barrel of Gladney for strike number one. Osvaldo De La Rosa's season with the win-loss record is one of the best here on the Salem Red Sox. 4-1 as he has an ERA of a 5.01. This is his 21st game pitching for the Salem Red Sox this season. Has an 0-1 count lead on Gladney, who is one of two today, as his ball will spit past Jose Garcia and make his way back towards the backstop. And taking off for second base is Wes Kath, who advances into scoring position off the pass ball. A little bit more on De La Rosa, 32 1/3 innings of work, allowing 34 hits, 18 earned runs. He has walked 15 batters and has struck out 28 as opponents hit 276 against the righty pitcher. 1-1 pitch to Gladney. This one goes low and away for ball number two. And the count now reads what exactly our score is, 2-1. Only two base hits today for the Cannonballers, but they've made the most out of them. A pair of extra base hits have scored a run and brought in that second run. 2-1 pitch to Gladney. This is popped up down the first base side and into the general admission seating it goes. And Gladney has a count of 2-2. I mean, maybe not the best batting average on Kannapolis with the season batting average of a 229, but he's a great batter when you need him. 15 home runs, 51 RBIs now, as he picked up his 51st back in the first inning. 2-2 pitch to Gladney, swinging on a pitch into the dirt, and it's into the glove of Garcia for strike number three, and that'll put an end to the fifth inning, but not before Andy Atwood's sacrifice fly is able to go deep enough to score Victor Torres and give the Cannonballers a 2-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning at Salem. 9-1-2 part of the order. Jose Garcia set to lead things off as Kannapolis will have a new pitcher in hand when we come back to Salem. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-1 lead for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Jose Garcia set to lead things off in the order as he swings and misses for strike number one against the new pitcher into the game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's number 30, Bowen Plagey. 0-1 pitch to Garcia. He watches it go the whole way into the zone for a called strike number two as he shows his frustration on that call by Elliot Melton. Garcia is 0-1 today with a strikeout swinging back in the second. An 0-2 pitch to Garcia. A chopper right back up the middle. It gets through for a base hit And Jose Garcia is able to break a little bit of a slump as he picks up his first hit in July to lead off the fifth. Well, sometimes it's not as hard as you hit it, it's just where you place it. Under the glove of Plagey, then under the glove of Polanco, and then trickles its way out towards center field to give the Salem Red Sox that base runner that they desperately need as they are down 2-1 here in this fifth inning. So top of the order now for Brainer Bonazzi, who will step in the left-handed batter's box and take the first pitch for a called strike number one. So you know what that means, if Bonazzi is getting the left-handed batter's box, that means there must be a right-handed pitcher on the mound, and that's certainly the case. They put an end to the left-handed pitcher, Tommy Summer, and they go with the right-handed pitcher, Plagey, as this ball trickled past Torres as he slips trying to pick up the baseball, and there's no throw down to second, so Garcia moves into scoring position. Don't know if that will be counted as a pass ball or a stolen base, but Garcia made the jump. Torres went to go pick it up, and then slid right down on his backside and could never make a good throw to either Polanco or Atwood at second base. So Garcia moves 90 feet closer to becoming the tying run in this game as Bonazzi will watch the 1-1 pitch get a called strike number two. That one a 92-mile-per-hour fastball by Plagey. One-two pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-2. Plagey is making his 14th appearance this season for the Cannonballers, a 1-2 record, which an ERA of a 6.83. 2-2 is the count. Plagey kicks and deals towards Bonazzi, and he goes through on the check swing for strike number three, and Plagey has his first out and strikeout of the night, as it comes with the Brainer Bonazzi swing and a miss on the strike number three. So with one batter away, Jose Garcia still is at second base as we move down to Edison Paulino. One of two today, singled his last time up in the third. First pitch to Paulino, a chopper that goes right behind the batter at home plate as it makes its way down the first baseline a bit as Elliot Melton will go pick it up. Looking a little bit more at what Plagey has done this season. 27 2/3 innings of work, allowing 22 hits and 21 earned runs. Walking up 17 batters and striking out 37 as Paulino will swing and miss on the low fastball. As it went into the dirt, Torres was alert to stop it from gunning past him and moving Garcia even closer to home. So he uses his leg to deflect the ball in front of his body, and it holds Garcia at second base. But Paulino down 0-2 in the count. Pitch is away, and it goes low. Great take by Paulino for ball number one. Plagey this year has allowed 17 walks and has struck out 37 batters. His opponent's batting average is also pretty good, and it's currently at a 210. One ball, two strikes, pitches away. Paulino holds on the fastball that just misses above the zone for ball number two. Even count of two balls and two strikes to Edison Paulino, the number two batter in the order. A runner on second base with Jose Garcia in a 2-1 Canapolis lead. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Paulino, and it's a called strike three as Plagey gets the breaking ball to catch the lower half of the zone. And Paulino is retired. And so two straight punch-outs by Plagey, and we move down to Marcelo Meyer. Well, the Salem Red Sox shortstop has a chance of tying up this ball game with Jose Garcia at second base, but he's been there for a while now, and back-to-back punch-outs by Plagey have him going. Meyer drives his opposite field out towards left, but in stride is Bailey, who makes the backhanded catch to close off the inning. Well, a great start to the frame with the Jose Garcia single, but the Salem Red Sox are unable to erase their one-run deficit. So we move to the sixth with the Cannonballers 2-1 edge on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the sixth inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The visiting Cannonballers side currently have a 2-1 lead over the host of the Red Sox, and they're able to do so with the run in the top of the fifth inning, and we'll see what they're able to do here in the sixth as Osvaldo De La Rosa makes his way back out towards the mound in the middle of the order, due up for Kannapolis. Wilfred Vraz is set to lead off this frame for Kannapolis, an 0 of 2 days so far for the cleanup hitter. De La Rosa's first pitch to Vraz is fouled off the end of the barrel and into the body of Jose Garcia for strike number one. So De La Rosa did his job, but he came in the fifth inning, and after we saw a little bit of Angel Pestaro in the frame, De La Rosa was able to strike out DJ Gladney and put an end to the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch of De La Rosa, a fastball called strike number two, and Wilfred Vraz is pleading with home plate umpire Elliot Melton, saying the pitch is too low. It's too low for me to go at. But Melton's call is final, and the count is 0-2. De La Rosa steps in, and Vraz pops it up down the first base side, and it heads into the seats as Vraz stays alive as the count stays at 0-2. Clouds moving into the area. We're going to be very cloudy for the rest of the way tonight at Salem. But it does not appear that any precipitation is coming with it. Just the darkness is the nightfall coming. 0-2 pitch to Vraz. Chopper towards the left side. Two bouncer into Meyer. He scoops it up, steps into the throw at first, and it's in time to get the inning's first out. So with one away in the top of the sixth inning, let's get you some score updates from the Carolina League. And we'll start off with the Charleston River Dogs Lynchburg Hillcats battle about an hour east at the bank of the James Stadium. Currently tied 2-2 between the River Dogs and the Hillcats as the game is in the top of the eighth inning. Colby Smelling out the plate, 0-1 today. Walked back in the first, struck out looking in the fourth as he fouls the first pitch up towards the first base line and into the seats it goes for strike number one. Smelly is 1-4 in the series. Did not play game number two of the series as the 0-1 breaking ball misses well inside and low for ball number one. DH today for the Cannonballers. Smelly standing in strong, 1-1 pitch, and it's a called strike two with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Once again on that lower half by De La Rosa. Already has a punch out today. Through his two-thirds innings of work. Here's the 1-2 pitch. De La Rosa steps in, grounder towards the right side. This time it's Paulino who scoops it up, and he makes a throw to Jordan on the first for the second out of the inning. Another score update to give you on. As that across division matchup between the River Dogs of the South and the Hillcats North doing battle. That's the same that we have here today. The Cannonballers in the South Division, the Red Sox in the North Division. Two outs on the board now as Polanco will foul the first pitch straight back into the backstop for strike number one. Meanwhile, the Downeast Ducks lead the Columbia Fireflies 3-0, which is great news if you're a Kannapolis fan, but maybe not so much if you're a Salem fan. As the 0-1 pitch is on the way, fastball that goes inside for ball number one. Columbia currently tied with Kannapolis with a 12-5 win-loss record on the top of the Carolina League South Division standings. Meanwhile, Down East occupies second with a 9-7 record as Polanco is brought to a knee on that swing on the 1-1 pitch as he misses it all for strike number two. They just ended the sixth inning out there at Granger Stadium. Ducks look might be on their way for another win in that series. 1-2 pitch by De La Rosa. Fastball misses low and outside, and the count's even at 2-2. Meanwhile, another game that just finished at sixth inning, the Carolina Mudcats lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 5-2. Just like that Columbia Down East series, 1-1 in the first two games. This one as well between Delmarva and Carolina. 2-2 pitch, and Polanco skies this up towards the left side. It'll stay in the infield as Marcelo Meyer camps underneath of it and makes the catch for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning from Osvaldo De La Rosa, and he keeps it a 2-1 Canapolis lead as he goes to the bottom of the sixth at Salem. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's the middle of the order for the Salem Red Sox and Blaze Jordan, Yoberto Mexicano, and Eduardo Lopez as Jordan will watch the first pitch go fast and inside at 82 miles per hour for ball number one. An 0-2 start to the night for Blaze Jordan. He struck out swinging his last time up in the third. 1-0 pitch by Plagey, and Jordan pops this up down the first base side, and it lands into the seats for strike number one. Jordan now 2-of-9 this week for the Salem Red Sox. Hitting cleanup today for the Red Sox as he takes a big swing and foul tips the 1-1 pitch straight off the glove of Torres for strike number two. We'll continue looking at our Carolina League score updates as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by the score of 7-1. Playing at Pelicans Ballpark just off the coast in Myrtle Beach. As the 1-2 pitch, a fastball that goes inside for ball number two, just avoids Blaze Jordan. That one was a fastball at 93 miles per hour. Jordan is fortunate to get out of the way. Counts even at 2-2. Plagey with the kick and delivery. Jordan pops it up a few feet behind home plate. Torres able to find it and make the grab without the face mask just around 8 o'clock. If we're taking a look at home plate as a clock. So out number one of the frame is a pop-up to catcher Victor Torres from Blaze Jordan, and the cleanup hitter drops to 0-3 on the day. Yoberto Mexicano is hoping not to join him as he is 0-2 with the base paths clear with one away here in the bottom of the sixth. Fastball by Plagey is a called strike number one by Elliot Melton. And then the last score to get caught up on, I think I saved the best for last, it's the Augusta Green Jackets leading the Fredericksburg Nationals 3-2. Down at SRP Park. Mexicano holds on the 0-1 pitch that misses low and away for ball number one. And the count's even at one ball and one strike. Canapolis leads Salem 2-1 in game three of the six-game series. The winner today will take the series lead as Mexicano will swing and miss on the 1-1 pitch as it goes into the dirt for strike number two. Mexicano popped it up in the second inning, grounded it out in the fourth. And now we'll see what he's able to do in the sixth. Down 1-2 in the count. Pitches away. Mexicano holds on a fastball that misses low at 94 for ball number two. Two-two count. Plagey trying to look to find another out in the inning as Mayakano goes through on the check swing as it's called by Ellie Melton for strike number three. And Mayakano is retired as Plagey has strikeout number three of the day. You can see Mayakano on the check swing just couldn't hold back. And he's retired for the third time today, first time at the plate. So two up, two down here for Plagey. And Eduardo Lopez, his first time today in the left-handed batter's box, is one of two for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch by Plagey is going to be a breaking ball. That's a called strike one on the outside half. Lopez has a double today that came back in the second inning and has scored the lone run for the Red Sox after an RBI single by Brian Gonzalez. 0-1 pitch to Lopez, another breaking ball and another strike call by Melton. After Plagey gave up the leadoff single to Jose Garcia, he went three straight outs to close off the fifth. Might have three straight here in the sixth, and he goes a fastball just off the edge of the plate for ball number one. Lopez and Bonassi, both switch hitters, having their opportunities in the left-handed batter's box. Hasn't gone so well for Bonassi, who struck out swinging in the fifth. Lopez trying to do a better job in the sixth. 1-2 pitch. Lopez with a drive down the third base side, heads into the screen, and rolls off into the seats. Salem trails by a single run. It's tied with the largest deficit of the day. They were down 1-0 early on. They're able to erase that deficit. 1-2 pitch. Lopez drives this out towards right center field. Deep drive. It lands in the grass. Into the gap it goes, all the way to the wall, and Lopez is thinking three. He gets the wave. The throw from the shortstop not in time as is batted down by Wes Kath, but it's a sliding two-out triple by Eduardo Lopez, and the tying run for the Salem Red Sox is 90 feet away. Great base hit by Eduardo Lopez. No one in between the center fielder of Gonzalez and the right fielder of Gladney. It rolled all the way to the New Realm Brewing Company sign out in right center field, and Lopez put his head down and chugged all the way to third base. So we'll see if the Red Sox are able to erase the deficit as Tyler Miller swings at the first pitch, a ground to the second baseman of Polanco, and a routine play to first base to end the inning. So Eduardo Lopez stranded at third base as Miller is unable to bring him home, and it stays 2-1 Kannapolis over the Salem Red Sox. Seventh inning coming up next. Osvaldo De La Rosa out for another inning of work for Salem when we come back. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. It is the top of the seventh inning between the Red Sox and The Kannapolis Cannonballers, as the first pitch will miss low and away for ball number one against Osvaldo De La Rosa. As we will see coming up to the plate to start things off, Benjamin Bailey, Victor Torres, and Misael Gonzalez. As Bailey will swing and miss on the second pitch of the at-bat to even up the count at one ball and one strike. So 2-1 is our score. Kannapolis leads Salem. The Red Sox oh so close to erasing that deficit as Bailey will hold back on a check swing on a pitch that misses low and away for ball number two. So we've hit this twilight time of our night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 2-1 score. Bailey crushes the 2-1 pitch out towards center field. Lopez moving back, and he makes the catch in stride for out number one. Third time today that Bailey has flown out towards the outfield. His first time that he has gone towards the center fielder of Eduardo Lopez. And now Victor Torres at the plate. 1-of-2 today for the Kannapolis catcher. Doubled in the fifth inning, struck out in the second. First pitch to Torres is fouled back over the screen for strike number one. So if you look at Torres' numbers throughout the entire week, he is now 3-of-6 with a home run, a double, and three RBIs. A great batter this week. 0-1 pitch to Torres, and it's a called strike number two off an 92-mile-per-hour fastball. So we have the bottom three of the order due up so far for Kannapolis. They already got through Bailey. And right now, De La Rosa looking good against Torres. 0-2 pitch to the catcher and a fastball that just drives away from the zone, needing the catcher, Jose Garcia, to reach all the way over and make an excellent glove stop. One, two is the count. De La Rosa takes a long look in, steps in, and fires away. This pitcher goes low for ball number one. If you take a look at the score, you would think that Kannapolis has just had another good offensive night. But instead, that's been the exact opposite, I think you could say. Two runs, two hits today. Meanwhile, Salem, one run on seven hits, as Torres will check out another breaking ball that misses low and away for ball number three. I'll say this, though. The timing of the hits for Kannapolis have been truly special, and especially when Torres slid into home plate back in the fifth inning to give the Cannonballers this lead. 3-2 pitch as Torres grounded right back to De La Rosa, took a hop into the pitcher's glove. He takes a step in and fires it to Jordan in time for outs number two. Two up, two down for Osvaldo De La Rosa. He's able to get the red-hot Victor Torres out for the second time today. So we now see Misael Gonzalez, the number nine hitter on the roster. The walk-up song here is 22 by Taylor Swift. So I almost said number 22 in the order. I mean, the Taylor Swift song is quite a jam, and the reason why they play it is because Misael Gonzalez reps number 22 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. But he's not 2-of-2 tonight. He is 0-of-2 tonight with a strikeout in the second and a pop-up in the fifth. As De La Rosa fires the first pitch high and inside, almost gained a piece of Gonzalez. And his life probably flashed before his eyes on the 90-mile-per-hour fastball. We check out the replay on MILB.TV. Ooh, a few inches away from the face. Everyone took a sigh of relief here at the ballpark. 1-0 pitch from De La Rosa as Gonzalez swings and fouls, tips it down the third baseline. As the count goes to 1-1. So 2-1 Kannapolis leads over Salem. Top of the seventh inning. We haven't seen any offense since that Victor Torres score off the sacrifice fly back in the fifth. 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez. Sound like a busted bat to the right side. Backhanded scoop by Jordan. He puts his hand up to De La Rosa and says he will do it himself as he tags first base for another 1-2-3 inning by Osvaldo De La Rosa. Looking sharp out of the bullpen. He has retired seven straight Cannonballers batters. And it stays 2-1 as we head to the seventh inning stretch here at Salem. Coming up next, it's the 8-9-1 part of the order for the Salem Red Sox. 2-1, Kannapolis leads. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-1 Kannapolis leads Salem here on MILB.TV. Andy Losi here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We all hope you're having a wonderful Thursday evening. The only thing that can make it better is if Salem is able to find a way out of this one-run deficit. But they had the man at the plate to do so as Brian Gonzalez swings and misses for strike number one. 2 of 2 today for Gonzalez at the number 8 part of the order. He was ruled out in the fourth inning at second base as the 0-1 pitch misses low and away for ball number one. If we revisit that play, that was an odd time. Tyler Miller is at second base, right? And Gonzalez shot it over Andy Atwood's head, the shortstop of Kannapolis, out towards left field. And Miller, knowing there were two outs, kind of took a slow time getting the third as Gonzalez swings and misses for strike number two. And when Miller made his way over the third base, he started slowing down a bit and not realizing there were two outs. He didn't want to go all the way home because he didn't have a great jump from second. 1-2 pitch to Gonzalez, hot shot, but what a play by Plagey on the backhand side, and his throw to first base is just as nice to get the opening out of the inning. Check out this play right here by Plagey, a hot chopper from Gonzalez and better reflexes from the right-handed pitcher of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So first time today, Gonzalez was ruled out, but the reason why I was talking about that was he picked up a single in that at-bat, but he was just trying to be aggressive again in the second as Garcia will foul this chopper down the third base side. And maybe if Miller goes all the way around and starts booking it from second base off the hit from Gonzalez, he most likely gets into second base safely, and Miller probably comes in for the second run of the game. But Garcia down 0-1 in the count, and now he's 0-2 as he takes an 83-mile-per-hour delivery for a called strike number two. Garcia is 1 of 2 today, struck out on his first at-bat in the second, but then recorded a single back in the fifth inning. 0-2 pitch coming up to Garcia, fastball high and inside at 93, and Garcia having a duck on the delivery as the count will go to 1-2. Red Sox trail by one run, 2-1 is the score. Cannonballer is up ahead. Picked up that game-leading run back in the fifth. 1-2 pitch. Garcia hammers this out towards deep center field. Moving back is Gonzalez to the warning track, and he makes the grab out in deep center field on the best hit balls all day long, but it ends up in the glove of the Kannapolis center fielder for out number two. Let me tell you, Garcia doesn't really seem like he really is on a slump right now. Although that strikeout early on, he recorded a single and got over to second base, and if he was having a little angle on that one, might have made a 2-2 ball game, but he hit it right out towards dead center field, which resulted in the second out of the inning. Brayer Bonassi now at the plate, so top of the order for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch low and inside for ball number one. Base paths are clear here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Plagey steps in and fires the 1-0 pitch. It's low once again for ball two. Well, Blakey has pitched well so far from Kannapolis ever since he has taken over the mound back in the fifth inning of play. Fires the 2-0 pitch. Fastball misses just off the plate for ball number three, and Bonassi sitting very comfortably with a 3-0 count lead. The leadoff hitter for the Salem Red Sox is 0-2 today. After walking back in the first inning, he has flown out and struck out. And he will be walked for the second time today with that breaking ball that misses just outside. And a four-pitch walk gives a free pass to Brayer Bonassi. And with two outs, the Red Sox have a runner aboard. Well, every inning that Plagey has pitched, except for this one so far, Salem's been able to get a runner in scoring position. It was Garcia in the fifth. It was Lopez in the sixth. Now they have a runner aboard with Brayer Bonassi. And now Edison Paulino will come to the plate, but apparently it looks as if Victor Torres has a little problem with this equipment as he exchanged catcher's helmets with the Kannapolis dugout on the first base side. So a new helmet or face mask, whatever you want to call it, for the catcher behind the dish for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, but it will come with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch by Plagey will go low and fast at 91 miles per hour for ball number one. And now Torres is going to come up and talk with his pitcher. 2-1 ball game. Kannapolis leads Salem in the bottom of the seventh inning. Onasi at first base with that two-out walk. And Paulino, who was one of three today with the single back in the third, look to try to continue to add on in this inning. Lights turned on here at the ballpark. 1-0 pitch to Paulino. This is hammered down the right field side, looking up, and this one is gone. You can kiss that one goodbye as Edison Paulino gives the Salem Red Sox their first lead of the night. It's Salem 3. It's Kannapolis 2 in the bottom of the seventh. A towering drive by Edison Paulino. He turned on it and knew it was just a matter of fact if it stayed fair or foul, and it just stayed left of that right field foul pole. And it gives Salem a one-run edge. And that scores Bringer Bonassi and Paulino himself. And the Red Sox now with the lead late in this contest. So Cameron Seester, apologies on the pronunciation there, the pitching coach of John Eli comes out to talk with the pitcher of Plagey and to calm him down as Marcelo Meyer is now at the plate with the Red Sox up ahead 3-2. Meyer at the plate, first pitch goes low and away for ball number one. And Meyer today is 0-3. Done it pretty much any way possible. He struck out, he grounded out, and he popped up today. All that's left is a base hit, I guess, for the whole effect as Meyer will pop up the 1-0 pitch back to our left side and into the general mission section it goes for strike number one. 1-1 count with two away. The guys are just tuning in and checking out the score. Well, it's because Edison Paulino just put the Red Sox ahead. 1-1 pitch to Meyer goes low and inside for ball number two. So now Paulino, who started off the series 0-8 with four strikeouts, has gone 2-3 since with a single in the third and a home run in the seventh. 1-1 count to Meyer. Pitches away, fastball outside for ball number two. Can the two-out rally continue for Marcelo Meyer? 2-2 pitch. Meyer swings, and he misses, and now the count is 2-2. I always thought it was 2-1, and then the scoreboard out in the left center field said 2-2. So now juices wild for Marcelo Meyer, and here's the kick by Plagey. Meyer will watch it go just outside the plate, and it was actually ball number four. Believe that or not. And that bat was all over the place with the scoreboard out here at Krillin Clinic Field. And now jogging out to the mound is going to be the manager, Guillermo Quirez. And he will retrieve the baseball from the pitcher in Bowen Plagey. So his night comes to an end as a pitching change here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll get you name and information of the new pitcher coming into the game for Kannapolis. When we come back, it is the Salem Red Sox 3, the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2, here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Blaze Jordan at the plate for the Salem Red Sox as Marcelo Meyer takes off as Jordan will swing and miss for strike number one. And Torres never had a great handle of the pitch as it squeezed past him and rolled past his leg. And Meyer was safely into second base with no throwdown. So Blaze Jordan looks to try to get in on the fun as the Salem Red Sox lead 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Liam Jenkins is the new pitcher into the contest for the Cannonballers. 0-1 pitch to Jordan, and he fouls this back. A little chopper into the netting behind the plate. Brings the count to 0-2. Three straight batters aboard for the Salem Red Sox. Springer Bonazzi walked the Edison Paulino two-run home run, and the Marcelo Meyer walk in the stolen base moves into scoring position. Polanco covering the second base for the time being as Jenkins will step off the rubber. A 1-0 record so far this season as Torres will jog out and talk with Liam Jenkins. A 7.20 ERA as he's making his eighth appearance of the season. 10 innings of work underneath his belt with 11 hits and 8 earned runs allowed. He has walked 12 batters and he has struck out 14. And opponents hit a 297 against Jenkins. So the long meeting between Victor Torres and Liam Jenkins comes to an end as Torres gets behind the dish once again. 0-2 is the count. Meyer at second base. Jordan at the plate. Jenkins steps in and fires, and Jordan skies this up out towards right center field, but DJ Gladney will handle this with care as he makes the catch for out number three, but not before Edison Paulino gives the Salem Red Sox a 3-2 edge with a two-run blast in the bottom of the seventh. Red Sox now lead. They got to find something on the pitching and defensive side, and they're going to bring a new pitcher in to do work. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Christopher Choi, the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox, as he will go up against the top of the order to get things going with Andy Atwood for a first called strike with a fastball down the middle to make the count go 0-1 with nobody away. So Atwood, the leadoff batter in the order, takes pitch number two for a called strike number two, this one at 95 miles per hour. Atwood today is technically only 0-1. As he walked in the first inning and had a sacrifice fly in the fifth. He's down 0-2 in the count, though. Troy fires another fastball. Atwood swings and misses for strike number three. And what a start to the night for Christopher Troy as he punches out Andy Atwood to start off the eighth. With that, three straight fastballs, and Atwood could not catch up on any single one of them. And that's a great feeling for Christopher Troy. Last time out, folks, he had a difficult showing against the Delmarva Shorebirds. He came in and pitched for the Salem Red Sox side as he fires a first pitch fastball that goes low for ball number one. In that appearance, he was unable to get anybody out. He walked the first five batters before he was pulled from the game. So tough showing for Christopher Troy, but it looks a lot more on the money, especially with that breaking ball that's called strike number one, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. 3-2 is our score, by the way. The Salem Red Sox lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Wes Kath, and the count goes to 1-2. Kath is 0-2 today. He walked his last time up in the fifth, but he struck out swinging back in the first and including a ground out in the third. Base paths are empty with one away here in the top of the eighth. A 1-2 count on the way. Kath will hold on a pitch that goes low and inside for ball number two. Well, there's a part of the order that if you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers and you want to get back in this game, this is it. Andy Atwood, Wes Kath, DJ Gladney, 2-2 pitch. Kath, a swing and a miss for strike number three. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts from Christopher Troy. And it's two up, two down to start off the eighth. So Kath is down for the second time today at the plate. And speaking about being retired at the plate, DJ Gladney, his last at bat, he struck out swinging back in the fifth inning. He's 1-3 today for Kannapolis. Might want to try to spark a two-out rally. First pitch on the way to Gladney goes above the zone for ball number one. Looking at Christopher Troy this season for the Salem Red Sox, as a little bit of rain starts to fall in the area. 1-0 pitch from Troy. A fastball misses low, and the count goes 2-0. Troy, a 1-2 record this season with a 9.45 ERA. It's his 13th appearance of the year. 2-0 pitch. Troy steps in, a swing and a miss by Gladney, and the count goes to 2-1. I may have jinxed it way too much by talking about the precipitation on the broadcast, but it seems as if a little shower has entered the area. 2-1 count. Troy steps in. Gladney swings and misses for strike number two, and the count goes even. Two balls, two strikes. The Red Sox lead 3-2 over Kannapolis in the top of the eighth inning. And Troy with a long look in, he steps and delivers the 2-2 breaker, and it's just above the zone for ball number three. Gladney right now represents the tying run of the contest, so he has to find a way to get aboard, and he can definitely do it with his power. 15 home runs on the year. Here comes the payoff pitch by Troy. Gladney swings and misses, and Troy strikeouts the side. 1-2-3 eighth, and Salem holds on to their 3-2 lead. Coming up, the Red Sox will try to hold on to their one-run edge over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Gilberto Mexicano, Eduardo Lopez, and Tyler Miller up next here at Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where we have a rain shower coming through the area as the Salem Red Sox lead 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. I just checked the radar, folks. This isn't supposed to be happening. I mean, there was a 5% chance of rain at this time, but somehow the rain found its way as Roberto Mexicano check swing misses for strike number one. So a bunch of the fans here have made their way towards the concourse to get underneath the covering of the rain. So here's the 0-1 pitch to Mexicano, another check swing, and he goes again for strike number two. I mean, it's a pretty consistent rainfall. I mean, check that out on MILB.TV. I mean, we have no wind. So this rain is just coming straight down onto the field. 0-2 pitch to Mexicano, and it gets him looking on the inside corner for a called strike three as Liam Jenkins starts off the eighth with a nice strikeout delivery. So Mexicano struck out swinging in the sixth inning, and he strikes out looking here in the eighth. As now Eduardo Lopez will make his way up to the left-handed batter's box. One last chance here for Sam to really try to get some insurance offense. As the first pitch to the batter of Lopez will squeeze off the glove and go over the catcher of Torres for ball number one. Allie Melton calling for some time as Lopez steps in. Good day so far from Eduardo Lopez. 2 of 3 on the evening. The 1-0 pitch, Lopez check swing, and he went for strike number one. So Salem leads 3-2 over Kannapolis. And I believe our ground crew chief talked out with one of our base path umpire, Chad Patterson. Looks like they continue play as the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball that's called strike number two. Let me tell you, it's probably not pleasant for the players, but from the viewpoint of the press box with the covering, it actually does look kind of soothing. The 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball that misses just outside for ball number two. Checking out with the lights in the field here. Salem trying to hold on to this one-run advantage. 2-2 pitch to Lopez, and the fastball misses up and away for ball number three. For folks that did not know, on Tuesday night, we had some rain come through the area. And put our game into a little bit of a delay. We had to finish it on Wednesday as the 3-2 pitch fastball misses outside for ball number four, and Lopez will get a walk. And as that walk occurs, the rain begins to come down much harder here at the ballpark. And for the fans that stuck around the seats to withstand the light rain shower, have now been wrecked with some hard rainfall coming down in the area. We still play baseball, though. A runner on first base as a first pitch. Miller puts us out towards right field as it goes over the second baseman's head. Lopez holds at second. Miller has his second base hit of the day. It's his second single, and it makes it runners on first and second with one away in the eighth. So the Red Sox are in business offensively with runners at first and second base. And although the rain has come down, the offense has started to really find their groove in this eighth inning. Maybe Brian Gonzalez has another RBI up his sleeve as Liam Jenkins fires a first pitch that goes off the plate for ball number one. So check it out. Eduardo Lopez at second, Tyler Miller at first for the Salem Red Sox with a 3-2 advantage. 1-0 count, pitches away, goes low, and it squeezes past Torres down the first baseline, and both base runners take off for second and third. Pitch was into the dirt, and Torres tried to make a block on it, but it made its way through the catcher, and by the time he was able to pick it up, both base runners had already advanced 90 feet closer towards home. So the good news is that the rain has started to die down significantly here at the ballpark. And Gonzalez is a 2-0 count lead. Time is called by Elliot Melton. And now a conversation with Brian Gonzalez. And he says something to Gonzalez about his bat, so he's going to have to get a new barrel. Interestingly enough, this came with a 2-0 count in the at-bat. So Gonzalez not only gets a new bat, but now he requests for some spray to go on the bat and around the handle area to help him grip it better for the at-bats. Good view from our camera crew. From the shot down the first base side into the third base dugout. As Gonzalez makes his way back up to the plate. Infield pressed in for Kannapolis with runners on second and third with only one out. Only force out is at first base. 2-0 count. Jenkins with a deep breath. The kick and the delivery. Gonzalez a huge swing as he misses it all for strike number one. Gonzalez, the number eight hitter in the order, is 2 of 3 today for the Red Sox. The count reads 2-1. Pitch goes low for ball number three, and the count will go to 3-1. So hitter's pitch for Gonzalez. A base hit will surely put Salem in a very comfortable spot. And we'll see what Jenkins goes to in the arsenal. 3-1 pitch. Gonzalez takes a hack at the 93-mile-per-hour fastball and a foul straight back to the backstop for strike number two. Lopez was stranded on third base earlier in this game after his triple in the sixth inning. Had a chance to tie it up. Now he has a chance to score and make it a two-run game. Full count for Brian Gonzalez. Runners on second and third. Pitches away, and he holds, and the pitch is into the zone for strike number three, and Gonzalez can hardly believe it. He thought he had ball number four with a breaking ball that hang up in the zone, and it falls just on the inside edge. Checking out the replay there on MILB.TV. It looked like it might have just caught the inside part of home plate. It was enough into the zone, according to Elliot Melton, to ring up the batter. So two strikeouts this inning for Liam Jenkins, and now Jose Garcia at the plate takes the first pitch for a called strike number one. And Jenkins and the Cannonballers are feeling like they have an opportunity to get out of this frame. Second pitch to Garcia is fouled up the first base side and heads up into the seats. Not many people sitting up there, though, but, hey, someone's going to get a souvenir. And the count drops to 0-2. Big pitch for Liam Jenkins and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jenkins takes a long look inside. He steps and delivers. Garcia skies this a mile up. Out towards shallow right center field. Infielder moving back and eventually making the grab is DJ Gladney as he calls off the second baseman Polanco, and that puts an end to the inning. So the Kannapolis Cannonballers are able to allow the Salem Red Sox to strand two base runners in scoring position here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Salem still up 3-2 on the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and they need three more outs to get to the finish line. We'll see if Salem is able to get their second win of the week when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to the top of the ninth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Cannonballers 3-2 as the Red Sox are three outs away from grabbing their 44th win of the season. Can they get the job done? We will find out as Christopher Troy has the ball in hand, and he'll go against the middle of the order, starting off with Wilfred Veraz. First pitch, low and inside for ball number one, and that starts off this ninth inning. Well, Kannapolis trails by one run in a 3-2 game, but they only have two base hits today. Troy steps in on the 1-0 pitch. Veraz swings and misses for strike number one. Funny sight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. All the fans that went out of their seats and out towards the concourse have made their way back out to the concourse, but they're kind of all standing around and watching the game that's being played in front of them as Troy fires a 1-1 pitch that misses on the outside for ball number two. So the fans haven't gone anywhere. Although the seats may be vacant, there is still a great capacity here at Salem. 2-1 pitch, Veraz will bloop this foul down the first base side for strike number two. So it'll be Wilfred Veraz, Colby Smelly, and Samuel Polanco in the top of the ninth inning as the Red Sox hold on to this 3-2 edge. One swing of the bat, though, can make this a tie game at Salem. So I have to be cautious about what's able to happen in this inning. 2-2 pitch, Troy steps in, and Veraz will fight it off back into the netting and keep it at a 2-2 count. Reminder, whoever wins this game will take a 2-1 series lead. As Salem won game number one by the same score that we are currently at, 3-2. And Kannapolis winning game number two, 11-2. 2-2 pitch to Veraz. He reaches out and plunges his foul down the right field side as it skips off the seats and out of the ballpark. So Wilfred Veraz is not going anywhere. Fighting and strong in the plate. He is 0-3 today. He was 4-8 coming into this one. 2-2 pitch, and Veraz will hold on a fastball that misses low and inside for ball number three. Well, the man at the plate is the tying run for the Cannonballers. And he is one pitch away from getting aboard. 3-2 pitch by Troy. Veraz pops it up a mile high towards the right side in foul territory. Blaze Jordan working out, but he runs out of real estate as it hits on top of the Cannonballers' dugout, and it makes its way up to the concourse. A few feet to the left, and Blaze Jordan would have been able to get the first out of the inning. But Veraz's pop-up just had enough tail on it out of the field. So now the count stays at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Troy steps in, delivers. Veraz blooper up towards the right side. But Paulino camps underneath of it and squeezes the ball for out number one. So now the designated hitter in Colby Smelly makes his way up to the plate. So far today, 0-2. He started off the game with a walk in the first inning, but since then struck out looking in the fourth and grounded out in the sixth. Troy steps in and fires the first pitch, a fastball that's called strike number one on the outside half. Well, Troy has pitched well so far for Salem. Three strikeouts in the eighth inning as he goes with another breaking ball, this one staying above the letters for ball number one. Struck out the side in the eighth inning, gets a pop-up for out number one here in the ninth. 1-1 pitch, Troy steps in, big swing by Smelly, he missed it for strike number two. At the plate right now is the 13th round selection in the 2021 MLB Draft. Well, the Chicago White Sox, 1-2 pitch, Smelly swing and a miss, strike number three, two outs to start off the ninth inning, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers are down to their last out. Four strikeouts today for Christopher Troy, and this one was a clutch one against the designated hitter. Just couldn't catch up with the fastball. And now the at-bat will be stopped as the Salem Red Sox ball boy will give new baseballs for Elliot Melton. So it comes down to this. Christopher Troy against Samuel Polanco, who was 0-2 today at the plate. Four home runs, 22 RBIs this season. First pitch by Troy, a called strike one with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. A ground down to pop up today for the number six hitter in the order for Kannapolis. 0-1 count. Troy steps in and delivers. Check swing. He went, according to Elian Melton, on another fastball upstairs. This one at 95 miles per hour. So now Kannapolis down to their last strike. Fans starting to get it into it here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-2 pitch. Fastball just outside at 98 miles per hour. Quite some velocity from Troy, but he couldn't locate it. And the count's now 1-2. Another chance for Troy to put an end to this game. He steps in. Polanco fouls this into the netting down the third base side and stays alive. Tie and run for Kannapolis. Currently at the plate with the base paths clear. It's a 3-2 lead for the Salem Red Sox. Can they get that crucial strike number three? Troy steps in and kicks. 1-2 pitch inside for ball number two. I mean, Troy does not shy away from the heat to try to get out of the inning. Deuces Wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Troy with the kick and the deal. And Polanco fouls this down the left field side, and he stays alive to see another pitch. What will it take for the Salem Red Sox to find that last strike? We'll see right here. It's the 2-2 pitch. Troy kicks and deals. Polanco reaches out. It's blooped foul down into the seats on the left field side. And Polanco is doing what every batter would want to do in a 2-2 count in this situation of the game. Anything close, you just take a swing at it and try to put it in play. Hasn't been able to put it in play, but he's been able to stay alive. Here's the 2-2 by Troy. Polanco swinging a miss into the dirt. Garcia gets the tag. Out number three. Out number 27. And the Salem Red Sox defeat the Kannapolis Cannonballers by the final score of 3-2. They take a 2-1 series lead in this six-game series. It was some late offense by the Salem Red Sox. It was some great bullpen pitching as well. And this was a team effort win on this Thursday night. It was 9 hits compared to 2, but the biggest thing was a 3-2 final score as Salem was able to just squeeze their way by the Kannapolis Cannonballers and put their 9-1 loss behind them yesterday and able to move forward into a brand new day full of a brand new opportunity. 44th win of the year for the Salem Red Sox, the 46th loss of the year for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And the Red Sox move back to an even 9-9 in the second half of the season as Kannapolis drops to 12-6 through the first 18 games of the second half of the season. Great effort today by the Salem Red Sox. This win will surely help them out as they head into the next three games of the series. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow as we take a look at some of the highlights here on MILB.TV. Early on, it was DJ Gladney who put a double down the right field side that scored Andy Atwood to get the game going offensively with a 1-0 lead. But Angel Bastardo started to find his gem, strikeout after strikeout. But then later on, finding the gap for that big base hit was no other than Gonzalez, who was then able to drive in Eduardo Lopez, who had that big time double. He'll early lead now, and then a wild play here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A base hit for Gonzalez as Miller holds up at third. But then later on, Kannapolis is able to get the base runner Gonzalez over to second to get out of the frame. Then it was Victor Torres who shot a deep one out towards left field in the fifth inning on a hop off the wall played by Miller. And then Kannapolis was able to drive him off of this bang-bang play. Andy Atwood sacrifice fly over to Gonzalez. And then a play at the plate. Torres just getting away from the tag from Garcia. They gave a 2-1 lead. But then it was some big base hits later on in the contest. Lopez finding the gap for a triple in the sixth inning. Was able to turn three bases, which sparked maybe an opportunity for a two-out rally. But they couldn't find a way to bring him home until Edison Paulino, a two-run blast in the bottom of the seventh inning to score Brainer Bonassi and himself to give the Salem Red Sox their first lead of the night. A good time to get it with a 3-2 lead. And then to seal the deal, Christopher Troy, 5 strikeouts in the 2 innings of work on the day. And that does it for the Salem Red Sox as they win this contest 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We will be back tomorrow night on MILB.TV as the Salem Red Sox will play the Kannapolis Cannonballers at 7.05 p.m. It is Marvel night here at the ballpark, as well as Fireworks Friday. Make sure to get on down here to Salem, Virginia. It's been some good baseball as of late. You don't want to miss it when these two sides get together. So that will do from our broadcast on this Thursday night. My name is Andy Losey. The Salem Red Sox are victorious 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Salem, Virginia. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll catch you later.